Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on News Radio WBBM. The CDC is giving its approval for COVID vaccinations to be given to 12 to 15-year-olds, and vaccination sites in the Chicago area are wasting no time offering shots to children in that age group. The story from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Vaccination sites in the city of Chicago, as well as in suburban Cook, Will, Lake, and Kane counties, are to begin putting shots in the arms of 12 to 15-year-olds today, along with anyone older than that who wants one. Vaccinations could start as early as Saturday in DuPage County. 15-year-old Benjamin Kagan was lucky enough to get his COVID shot last night at the Cook County vaccination site in Forest Park. He told CBS2,
"It feels absolutely amazing. I've been waiting for this day for a very, very long time and didn't hurt that much."
Many pediatricians are also offering COVID shots. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A senior from Chicago's West Side got her COVID shot today during a home visit. One of many, and her relatives are encouraging others to do the same.
Two firefighter paramedics on a COVID-19 vaccination detail paid a visit to the home of Mrs. Elizabeth Holmes near the United Center with the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
All right, Ms. Holmes, here you go. Okay, here you go. A little poke. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Now your vaccine, you're vaccinated now.
Mrs. Holmes will be 100 in December.
Oh, well, see, you should get that shot.
Her nephew, Andrew Holmes, the community activist, invited us here and encouraged her to encourage others to get vaccinated.
We want her safe and want to protect her. So this is things that she wanted to do, so she can stay safe and live longer.
Kenneth Holmes, another relative, said it was a relief that she's got the vaccine now. On the West Side, Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Hundreds of pro-Palestinian protesters gathered in downtown Chicago yesterday afternoon in response to the violence in Gaza and Israel. The Jewish United Fund, Jewish Federation of Chicago, issued a statement saying it stands by Israel and its people as they work to stop what they call, quote, terror attacks that threaten Israelis of all religions and Palestinians living in Gaza and Jerusalem. A public hearing is scheduled before the Oswego Planning and Zoning Commission to discuss a large new housing development. The Beacon News reports the developer wants to build 149 single-family homes and 336 apartment units in 14 buildings on property at Wolf's Crossing Road in Route 30. The land is currently in unincorporated Kendall County. Information concerning Chicago police chases has surfaced as part of a large number of reportedly hacked emails from the Lightfoot administration.
In one email from last year, the mayor tells soon-to-be sworn-in Superintendent David Brown that two-thirds of the 270 police chases in that year ended in crashes in which 8 people died, and that the city in the last 5 years has paid out almost $50 million in litigation related to police pursuits. Supervisors ordered chases to be ended in 112 of those pursuits, yet half of them still ended in crashes. The city did make extensive changes in its pursuit policy last year. Bob Conway, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Chicago police are looking for suspects in two separate stabbings at CTA train stations. In one incident, a 60-year-old man was stabbed at the CTA Blue Line subway stop in Logan Square. Police say the stabbing apparently stemmed from an argument over drugs. In a second incident early today, a 30-year-old man was stabbed in the hand after an argument at the Jackson Red Line stop in the Loop. The city of Joliet is updating its ordinance on open burning. The Joliet Herald reports the update actually has the same restrictions the city announces each fall, but makes them enforceable by specifying them in the ordinance. A drive-through dinosaur adventure continues for another 10 days at the Fox Valley Mall in Aurora. People are able to see nearly 36 full-scale, moving, and scientifically accurate dinosaurs during the tour. It also features an in-car audio guide. The exhibit costs close to $50 per 7-person vehicle, continues until the 23rd.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.